from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Dan Donovan. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution of Ellen Mahoney and Marion Foley from Tilting, Newfoundland. This Mass is offered in memory of Peter Bozak and for the deceased members of the Mahoney, Broders, and Foley families. On behalf of the faithful across Canada and around the world participating in this celebration, our sincere thanks to Ellen and Marion for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who taught the whole world through the preaching of the blessed Apostle Paul, draw us, we pray, nearer to you through the example of him whose conversion we celebrate today, and so make us witnesses of your truth in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul spoke to the people in Jerusalem. I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, educated strictly according to our ancestral law, being zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way up to the point of death by binding both men and women and putting them in prison, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify about me. From them I also received letters to the brothers in Damascus, and I went there in order to bind those who were there and to bring them back to Jerusalem for punishment. While I was on my way and approaching Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone about me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice to me saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I answered, Who are you, Lord? Then he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who was speaking to me. I asked, What am I to do, Lord? The Lord said to me, Get up and go to Damascus. There you will be told everything that has been assigned to you to do. Since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, those who were with me took my hand and led me to Damascus. A certain Ananias, who was a devout man according to the law and well spoken of by all the Jews living there, came to me. And standing beside me, he said, Brother Saul, regain your sight. In that very hour, I regained my sight and saw him. Then Ananias said, "The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear his own voice. For you will be his witness to all the world of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you delay? Get up, be baptized, and have your sins washed away, calling on his name." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the 11, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The word conversion suggests a change of mind and heart. It can be and is often used in a wide range of contexts, from people changing political and philosophical views to modifying their judgment of the intelligence or moral integrity of individuals. In the biblical tradition, prophets, among others, called people to repentance, urging them to abandon the injustice and hypocrisy, the idolatry and the abuse of the poor and the vulnerable, which up to that point had marked their lives. When it comes to issues like these, Jesus echoes the great prophetic tradition of Israel while adding a new dimension to it. The Gospel of Mark sums up the main themes of the preaching of Jesus in a brief phrase. "The time is fulfilled," Jesus says, "and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Repentance, like conversion, implies a change of mind and heart. Change the way you think about God and yourselves, Jesus is saying, and above all, about the way you act, the way, for example, you treat others. The conversion of St. Paul, which we celebrate today, his conversion to faith in Jesus and in the saving significance of his death and resurrection is one of the best known and most influential stories of conversion that have come down to us in the Christian tradition. Moral and religious, as well as other forms of conversion, can be the result of a gradual process, which sometimes develops over years until it reaches its climax. It can be the sudden flowering of an idea or a longing that has been slowly coming to maturity. This was very much the experience of St. Augustine. His confessions, which tell the story of the gradual growth of his religious convictions, are perhaps the most famous account of a conversion in the history of Christianity, apart from that of Paul. Paul's conversion was of a different nature. It seems to have been the result of a single experience. His account of it underlines the suddenness of what took place. It transformed him from being a persecutor of the church to being one of its most eloquent preachers and defenders. Paul insisted that the gospel was not something that he discovered on his own. "I received it," he says, "through a revelation of Jesus Christ." Referring back to the depths of his former commitment to the Mosaic Law, he underlines that his conversion was the result of God's intervention in his life. "God," he declares, "who has set me apart before I was born and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles." Paul's experience on the road to Damascus transformed his life and gave it a new meaning and a new direction. His desire now in everything was to focus on the person of Christ. As far as we know, Paul never encountered the earthly Jesus. He came to know him as the living Christ, the risen Christ, the Christ who was in some way present in and with him, transforming him into his likeness, to the point that Paul will eventually say, "I live now, not I, but Christ lives in me." Genuine conversion ordinarily leads to a new way of life. In Paul's case, it led him to become a preacher and teacher, as well as a missionary throughout much of the Mediterranean world. As sudden and life-transforming as Paul's, God's intervention in his life must have appeared to Paul, it, like so many conversions, was experienced not as an end, but as a beginning. That was true about what Paul's conversion meant for him, personally, as well as for his involvement in the life of the church. Many of those who came to have a real impact on the community of faith had themselves undergone a profound and lasting conversion. This is true whether it is from another religion or from unbelief, or from a superficial to a more serious, more committed involvement in the life and mission of the church. This is very much the case of the founders of many of the great religious orders. Baptized as Christians, they lived a rather superficial religious and moral life until something they read or heard or experienced, which in some way provoked them to seek their live their Christian life at a deeper level. This was very much the case of Ignatius of Loyola. Recuperating from a war wound, he read about the life of Christ and the lives of some of the saints, and was inspired to embrace a more serious form of Christian life. His conversion eventually led to his founding of the Society of Jesus, better known as the Jesuits, a community which over the centuries has had an enormous impact on the lives of countless individuals, as well as on the worldwide institutional church. Teresa of Avila had been living a rather mediocre religious life as a Carmelite nun for a number of years when, moved by a reading of Augustine's Confessions and by the sight of a statue of the suffering Christ, she underwent a conversion which put her on the road to sanctity. As with Paul, Ignatius and so many others Teresa's conversion not only deepened her own religious life, it resulted in her having an enormous impact on the Carmelite order to which she belonged, and on countless others, religious and lay, through her extraordinary writings and example. Christian conversion has many elements to it, including the moral and the spiritual. It is always experienced to some degree as the result of a call or inspiration from God and God's Spirit. The richer our spiritual life becomes, the more clearly do we recognize the priority of our conversion to God as His work, of the work of His grace in our hearts. As Jesus once put it, "It is not you who have chosen me, but I have chosen you so that you might go and bear much fruit." Let us now present before God our needs and those of all the world. For those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be remembered in our prayer intentions book, especially those asking for the gift of peace in their heart and in their family, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a deepening of mutual understanding, concern, and collaboration among the Christian churches and communities, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the war-torn areas of the world, especially in Africa and Ukraine, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who struggle psychologically and spiritually with loneliness and isolation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we ask you to hear and grant these prayers as well as the more personal ones that each one of us has in his or her own heart. All this we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we oversee the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mingling of this water and wine, become partakers of his divinity, became partaker of our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Gracious God, we ask you, wash me from my sins, cleanse me from my iniquity. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be made acceptable to God, the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
As we celebrate the divine mysteries, O Lord, we pray, may the Spirit fill us with that light of faith with which he constantly enlightened the blessed Apostle Paul for the spreading of your glory. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you, Eternal Shepherd, do not desert your flock, but through the blessed apostles watch over it and protect it always, so that it may be governed by those you have appointed shepherds to lead it in the name of your Son. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not upon our sins, but upon the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May the sacrament we have received, O Lord our God, stir up in us that fire of charity with which the blessed Apostle Paul burned ardently as he bore his concern for all the churches. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.